Hey, I'm going to name this podcast my very first ever podcast, Never Give Up. Something that I truly believe in. And I went through a downward spiral when I was, when I was younger. It was, the last 2 years have been real rough on my life. Basically, I had a baby, March 2016. It was my first son, but I've already got an oldest who isn't biologically mine, but I've been looking after him since he was 13 months old. And I went into some serious bad places when my baby was born. So January 2016, I walked out of my profession, which was a state agency, real estate over in the US. And I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I walked out 3 to 4 weeks before my baby was due to be born. Didn't know where my next paycheck was coming from. I was in a basically distraught place in my life, and I didn't know what was coming and what was going. I fell into a new job, which was working in an office at the time for a window company, and I thought, you know what, this is brilliant. I'd like to change a career. Maybe I can go to be a window fitter and learn the trade and do things like that. Then my baby was born and my life changed. They say you can never be ready for your child to be born, but damn, I was shocked about how badly my life changed. Happiest moment of my life seeing my baby, and I couldn't believe how lucky I was. But at the same time, my career came to a halt because I had sleepless nights. I had nothing I could do about it. I was tired. I was fighting all sorts of feelings. I was like, how am I going to earn more money if I can't sleep? I haven't got the energy to do this. I haven't got the energy to do that. Basically, I went through some really dark patches. I lost my house because I lost this window job. I had an accident. I had a window fall on me. And then when I asked for a pay rise after not suing them, they decided to get rid of me. So I lost my job in January 2017, so I was there for a year. I didn't know where my next paycheck was coming from again, and I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening all in a year. I've got a baby, he's coming up to one, my eldest is coming up to three, I've lost my house, I haven't got a car, I can't get around, how am I meant to apply for jobs? I was just stuck in a rut. I spent 3 months living in a van away from my children and my partner because I was looking to get some work. I was doing all sorts, everything you could imagine to just get some money in my pocket, and I failed and I failed and I failed. I went for a job interview at another estate agent who was hiring. I'd never even heard of them for doing sales. I applied in an unironed shirt with my top button undone because my shirt didn't fit me because it was a shirt from 2015. And I got the job. I couldn't believe it. My life was back on track. I joined. Everything carried on going downhill. I couldn't believe how bad, what a situation I'd put myself in. The people around me just didn't know what was going on. The sales company was struggling. I struggled. And all I can say now is I've worked very hard. I kept my head down and grinded and grinded and grinded. I've worked 15 hours days, no sleep. Baby still doesn't sleep. And I'm in a place in my life now where I'm earning more money than I've ever earned. And my babies are healthy. My partner's brilliant. She looks after me, and I now look after them again. And all I didn't do, I just didn't give up. And I can't stress it enough. Work hard, enjoy your life, and remember, hard work will forever pay off. I am now the sales manager for this company. It feels great. I'm leading my little team. It's brilliant. I'm someone they look up to. And at the end of the day, I'm here to motivate. So my podcasts are going to be around motivation. The same thing I tell my team. I feel like I am part of the Wolf of Wall Street crew. I can be whoever I want. I can do whatever I want. And it's all about staying motivated and doing your thing. Hard work always pays off. Always. Take care, people. And I'll do another podcast soon. Peace.